Blog Talk Radio.
Instructions Blog Talk Radio Show, and our segment, as always, is Changing the Face of Contracting. And we have been talking in the last several weeks regarding different technologies and applications concerning the construction industry. Oh, I'm sorry, today is June 10th, 2009. And I'm talking with you live from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank everyone that tunes in every week faithfully and discussing or listening in on our shows. Today is our 903 shows. And we feel that we have been very blessed to have a lot of information now that we understand that our members and our listeners are looking for the new methods that are out there in the industry. And I would love to share with you all a little bit about what we talked about last week, which was BIM, which is Building Information Modeling, which is it's not a new technology, but it's technology regarding the new systems in which, as contractors, we are going to be made to bid in that order. To be contractors in the industry. And today, everything that we're doing wraps around a lot of things in technology, media, multimedia technology, applied construction technology, applied science. The industry, ladies and gentlemen, is and has turned 21st century. The United States is so far behind technology. The European countries, which I was very fortunate to be introduced to someone from Ireland, Ms. Joanne Colbert, introduced us to a new technology that she is bringing with her to be a consultant with the coalition. It's a new technology called nanotechnology. We're going to get a little bit into that, but what we want to do is welcome our executive director to the show. He is there in Nashville, Tennessee, and really doing a tremendous job. Mr. Coleman, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Ms. Ali? How you doing today?
Very good, very good. And, you know, and we want to thank you for everything that you've done in bringing us to the 21st century out of the darkness. I think we can honestly say that typically industries do not embrace change, but it seems like your industry has just captured ours and went with it in terms of the multimedia, the 3D technology that's out here, and it actually circumvents our industry in the architectural industry and in the construction technology industry. And I think you've been saying that to us for several years now, and then eventually it's actually came together. And ladies, you all want to see an actual display of what this brother can really, really do. You might want to go to the website and click on the FX presentation for the National Coalition. His brother got stuff floating down into a vortex. He's got houses going sinking down into a vortex. He's got the voice of God on there. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And ladies, I tell you, and gentlemen that's listening to the show, this is one of our pivotal points that we can say that we have learned and been able to be open to the understanding of technology. Now, me being an estimator, I never really thought about the rest of the industry outside of estimating software being technology, but this brother has really showed us how the two meet, how the multimedia and the 3D. I think you and Nadine sat here for about four to five hours on one Saturday. And, you know, architects and people like yourselves, you all sit down for hours at a time and brainstorm. But these two folks right here, you guys, did a wonderful work session about 2 months ago. And the product of the of their work is very, 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 very true to what their perfectionists, they're both perfectionists. Mr. Coleman, I want to thank you. This thing that with the multimedia is mind-blowing to a lot of other individuals when you look at 3D multimedia and what you're doing with trying to apply this in a teaching scale with the Builder U Foundation and what you're doing with your Mr. Music program in Nashville. How's that going down there?
Well, it's going pretty good. I kind of got a situation that I've been blessed to be a part of where there's probably like about close to 40 kids, and half of them are kind of like involved in the multimedia program in various aspects, and it's really good because what I've learned is these children have certain talents and certain visions, and so I basically try to find out where they're at. Some of them like to write songs. Some of them want to do choreography. Some of them want to do production, music production, and so forth. And then some just want to take the pictures and do the video. So luckily, by us having so many different mediums that we're working in, all simultaneously, it gives them an opportunity to be able to basically express themselves through those whatever genre of creativity that their interest lies in. And it's been the songwriting has been what's been blowing me away. I mean, I read these songs that these girls have written, and now they say they haven't even written songs before. And we've been working together about a week or so now, And so I give them the song structure. Okay, here's your song structure. And they're, okay, Mr. Music, they go away. Then I come over there and check them, and I'm like, I mean, they're writing songs I couldn't even, I said, where did, I mean, like they, like they're like old spirits or something. I mean, who wrote this song? Is this, you know what I mean? I have to look around or whatever. They're
what
songwriting.
Are you working with?
Probably between 5th and 8th grade.
Really?
Yeah,
so that,
I'm
the venue that you're working out of, where's that at?
Well, we're involved in, it's connected to Bethlehem Center, which started like back originally in like 1907. It was originally a sharecropper's kind of church where they opened up the doors and allowed white sharecroppers to come in. But then what happened was, as you know, as the blacks started moving toward Nashville, a sister, I can't exactly remember the exact name, but she approached them. You know, there's always a sister from the church, and like, well, look, you know what? Our people need some help too. So can you open the doors for us? And then from that point on, I mean, it just developed into sewing classes, home economics, and then just a variety of things. And, you know, it changed names, and then finally it became the Bethlehem Center, which has probably been established now for like about 40 years within the Nashville area. And they pretty much touch all black organizations. They're, you know, they're kind of partnered with a lot of black organizations here. And actually the church, Bethlehem McKendry Center, that church is, I don't know the exact history. I got to get that for you. But we were walking around there today, actually, because the senior director of the Bethlehem Center came down to just kind of like review the project with me. She was really impressed. So she took me for a tour of the church because she actually wants me to open up, go into my own little space up in there and actually teach the kids. And the place is been around for a while. I think even like it had to be at least maybe like, I'm not going to put a time, but they still have two prong plugs in there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Some of these rooms, I'm like, okay, I need a 3-prong plug. I mean, I appreciate it, y'all, but yeah, you know, my technology, we need at least a 3-prong plug to come up there.
So this is the first time they've had this program, brother.
Definitely.
And so this program of young people, 40 kids, you know, this is what's very strange to me, especially in Nashville being the country music capital of the world. Our young African-American children or children that's in the inner city has not been touched by technology. They know it because they can adapt to all the different changes very easily because this is their generation. But no one has been able to foster this and give them a platform for them to be able to express themselves. And this is what I think is very important to our listeners, that if you have children, you want to channel not what we were raised off of, but what they're doing now. Their generation is the 21st century technology. You said one of the students wanted to be a camera person, and I think they probably don't understand that IATSE is there as an outcome for them, and having backdrop and stuff. And I'm sure you'll probably bring that to their attention, but with these old spirits running around through there. I bet they're excited. I think you said that they had already packed everything, unpacked everything, waiting on you today to get there, asking where you were.
Yeah, I was like stunned. You know what I mean? And because sometimes you know the kids are kind of like, you know, kids have this thing where like they don't really show excitement or anything like that. So, but when I was like running a little bit behind schedule yesterday, that's when it all came to light. You know, they just straight got busted in their game, man. You know, but I didn't let them know I knew. I mean, you know, and as time goes on now, the kids, where they actually want to come in and help set up equipment, break it down, and, you know, and the way they pick up stuff, you know, the way I can teach them a beat, and then just like I can teach them the formula of creating a beat, And then within a couple minutes, I mean, they got it. You know, they already got their beat. And then, you know, they want to write to, you know, they got the concepts that they want to write with. And like I said, I move into different situations. I think our at-risk kids are just so, I mean, they're just so inundated with so much negativity. And so when they get into a safer environment, there's just so many things that they have to adapt to, you know, just being in a different situation, being free to move around at will, and just being able to interact with other kids. And so, I mean, you know, we got all that energy going on, and then you got me sitting over there, okay, this is what we need to do. But what I try to do is filter in all that energy, because what happens is, and this is what happened today, one of the kids was working on a beat, and he was like, okay, I like that, Mr. Music. And then we stopped it, and then the girl that was doing the camera, was working with the camera crew, was like, why'd y'all stop that? We want to... I was grooving to that. So next thing I know, you know, because the place is so big, there's about six little girls over there that are dancers. So they over there doing choreography to the beat. We got some other people working on another beat, some other people, you know, one taking pictures, one filming it, some other ones over here working on their songs. So it's all happening all at once. And, you know, and that's what I'm just saying. The creativity becomes infectious once they're in an environment that allows them to flourish and just be able to mix their energies, you know what I mean? Because I would have never, and the steps they came up, because now, okay, let me tell y'all first. Now, Mr. Music had a daddy moment. I said, now y'all can dance. Okay. We don't want no booty movement. You know, we don't want no booty music, or, you know, no booty movements or anything like that over there, because you know what I'm saying? So if y'all going to do some choreography, keep it clean. And they exactly. really got down there, man, and put it together. It was artful, you know what I mean? Nothing that I could say like, oh, Lord, now that, you know, turn
yeah,
my head.
Yeah, and that's a
like
great
that.
Thing, because that is where we're, that is how we feel that this Build a You Foundation that you're the co-executive director over is going to help channel the thought process, the social, emotional things that they go through and that they see on some of the television shows that they are presenting, and they can deal with something clean. And I'm glad it is a church as well that you're doing it out of, and it's a historical moment for yourself, for these kids, for that church, and proudly for the coalition to be able to just be able to get updates from you from Nashville, because we're actually, this is a second year for you to doing this particular program.
Right, right,
but
right,
also
right.
It's a real past the footprint based on how the two actually are going to show youth here in the Georgia southeastern regions
mm-hmm.
how real productions come together, and the kids themselves are the engineers, that's the, you know, the engineers
right.
for the cameras, and then that all of this falls in place of this, of our IATSE Build a You Foundation, and when it, and as you've been telling them, that everybody is not a Beyonce, there are people that are behind the scenes, and you are actually showing for our listeners what you hear is that you have an entire room of young people that just started this program last week.
Yeah, yeah. It's
last
only been
week,
a week so far.
They're in mid production.
Choreography, the whole situation. And then what I found out too is, you know, even with the church, that there is actually what's going on now. There's a push to actually try to get the youth, the upcoming youth, back into the facility to get them interested in, you know, into church or different entities that they're going to be responsible for carrying on. So at this point in time, it is really important for us to get the youth engaged in anything, you know, in any way, in any means possible, you know what I mean, through, you know, positive, so we can engage them and get them involved. I mean, because if not, a lot of our heritage and a lot of our history is just going to basically fall by the wayside. So it's really important. So this program, in a sense, really brings them into a situation, and it allows them to, like I said, utilize their creativity. I decided to kind of like loosen the reins up a little bit this time around if they just want to do beats, if they, because, you know, everything is relative. Everything is relative. You know, like I said, this guy that was doing the beat now, the one that they created the beat that the girls are doing the choreography to, now all of a sudden he wants to get in the video, and well, I mean, well, it was like a video, you know, because they were actually work, because we have mirrors, you know, wall-length mirrors, so we had the mirrors there, so they were actually performing. So now all of a sudden he wants to get up there like he's rapping. He ain't even got no lyrics. But you know what I'm saying? The whole thing was just basically that people were in, everybody was involved that were engaged. And then the other kids that were just coming into the program that actually saw that got a chance to see, wow, okay, you can actually take this beat, add some music to it, and then add another dimension as far as choreography goes, and then another dimension as far as video goes. So, I mean, they're walking into the program seeing this the first, they're like the second day they're there. And then actually it was their beat that inspired the other girl, that inspired the other guy that was working on his beat to take it over there and then have his sisters work on the choreography. Because I was like, if you guys are dancers, you like this beat, go ahead and do some choreography and let me check it out. And I swear, and see, this is the thing. If they're in the proper environment, they put stuff together like 15 to 20 minutes. I mean, they had the counts down. Okay, Mr. Cole, Mr. Music, we got a 4 count and we got an 8 count and we're going to go back around and then to another. I'm like, okay.
and that's, you know what? That is the, everything that you said. And ladies, I just want you, this is not just the proud papa talking. This is a gentleman. This is a man. This is a man that is utilizing all of his background in the multimedia and Photoshop. But I want to read something to you all so that you can understand exactly what he's saying. Our mission for our Build a You Foundation is to create, produce, mentor, and facilitate careers on stage or behind the scenes in the construction building trades, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, movie picture technicians, arts and applied crafts, IATSE, introduce applied science, technology, and multimedia connection to the construction industry. We create interdependent environments and an art medium in all of its forms to inspire, educate youth globally. And that is what he just said to you. And it's working. It is working. If you go to our Youth Build site, youthbuildfoundation.org, you'll see Mr. Music with the Youth Art and Music Mentoring Program. And also you'll be able to look at something he put together in the YouTube, that's on YouTube for the program from last year that he was able to put. I think this was a 7-day program, right, brother? 7 days
seven
his
weeks,
kids had?
Seven weeks. Oh, yeah, 7 weeks. Now, I had another program that I did at Vanderbilt that was a week, but we couldn't.
A week, yeah. That's what's on YouTube, right?
Yeah. No. This is the 7-week program that's on YouTube.
Okay.
And so we got a chance to – and see, and the cool thing about that is pretty much all the music that you hear in the program was actually – and when you go to the YouTube, the intro music, everything that you hear musically was basically written and produced by those kids. The beats were created by these kids. As a matter of fact, there's a section in the YouTube video where I'm actually talking to them, and you can actually hear the song that they're working on that is like part of the intro music to the video. I mean, that's on YouTube. And these kids, I'm in the program already. They've already constructed the intro music to the video that I'll be doing for this particular project. So we already have that. So if my dancers are straight, we'll probably open up with them kind of like doing a little something too, you know. So it's going to be already, you know, within these 2 weeks. It seems like it's been 2 years already, but we're going to have some really good things happening. I mean, you know, coming out of it, I think people are going to really be surprised. And even at the level of photography, because I had to show them how to shoot, you know, properly. But the one of the girls that's doing the photography came and asked me, does she have to have people pose her pictures? And I said, no, just go ahead on and shoot them naturally. And she said, okay, that's what I was thinking about doing. And from that point on, I mean, some of the pictures she has is just amazing. I'm looking at one now where there's a bunch of kids. They came in and they're working on their songs. They didn't have the desk. So they're all on chairs writing. You know, they got their notebooks on their chairs writing. One is down on his knees writing. I mean, they just are busy, you know. And these are just the shots that she captured, you know. Just, you know, these kids just doing what they do. And
the environment makes it easier for them. It's a no nonsense work kind of fun environment that you're showing them that is instrumental in the day-to-day socialization, working with each other. I think the one thing that you taught me was that one thing about being in your business is that everybody has to work together or it don't get done. That's what this one thing that you shared with me is just that everybody has to depend on everyone in order for this thing to come. Mm-hmm. Nobody is greater than the next person. And there's a sense of respect that each other, that they all continue to start to have. And that is the most crucial thing that we need to do, even as adults, is respect each other's space and remain in each other's, in our respectful lanes. And this is one thing that you're teaching them, and this is a different type of socialization that a lot of people do not understand. As you talk through this, my mind walks through our process that you and I have been talking about for several months now, engaging these youth in the understanding that in this particular industry, no one is greater than the other person. You must work together in order to achieve the goals at the end of the day. And I think you had that situation happen prior to that last year when your time had ran out and the guy said, oh, you know, we didn't finish. He said, well, hey, this is what you get when the guy goofs off and everybody was angry with the guy. So that pretty much says a lot.
Yeah. And this is the other thing that is in this situation that's amazing is that, okay, you have because a bunch of new kids came in yesterday. So there's about maybe 20 kids in my area. Then there's another 20 kids. So there's a lot of noise going on in this place. But the ability for these kids to be able to filter out the distractions and find their own place within themselves creatively to sit down and do what they've done, that also amazes me too. So that also lets me know is this: if we get them, and if, you know, as time progresses and we get them into a more controlled environment, that their creativity will definitely even enhance more. But sometimes, you know, maybe they're playing off the energy in the room. You know, I mean, there's just so many different components that go on, you know what I'm saying? So the main thing is that we got it happening and that, you know, Lord is blessing us on a day-to-day basis and giving us the insight and, you know, the strength to just keep on pushing. And every day is an adventure with these kids. I tell you, man, every day. I ain't never went in there and said, okay.
Well, you know what? This has been, as I told everybody, every week we try to change up. Today I was able to get Mr. Coleman on and ask him to come on the show. I have purposely taken our segment from an hour and 30 minutes to about 30 minutes. So, Mr. Coleman, I want to thank you for sharing this time and bringing the coalition, its listeners, and our listeners for the future to understand how this really works. And I like the fact that you've taught me that having a static footprint, putting it in motion, is the only thing that everybody needs to understand. So I want to thank you. I got one left in the show, you guys. So I want to thank everything that you're doing for us and for what you're doing in your organization and being our co-executive director and working with our youth here as well and the youth around the country. So thank you so much, and everyone, please tune in next week at 5:30 at the Blog Talk Radio Show for the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, and I am your host, and God bless everyone. I want to close out with something. Sidney Muhammad, thank you, brother, for being on with me.
No problem, Miss Ali. Bye.
And calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. My face, I'm all you will ever need. All you'll ever
grace so sustained.